Okay, welcome back to Hard Facts. 12 minutes gone past five. My name is Constance Menga. Are Nigerian youths really ready for leadership? I mean, 2023 is around the corner and a whole lot has been happening. A lot of persons have been declaring their intention to run for the office of the president. And so the question goes, Nigerian youths, are they ready for leadership? Well, Nobel laureate Wole Soyinka has faulted Nigerian youths for what he says is their inability to stake a claim in the country's political arena. Well, he made the comments last Thursday during a press conference in Lagos, asking youths to build a formidable block to challenge the existing order. He said, quote, "The youths of this nation don't seem to want to take their destiny in their own hands." End of quote. Well, Soyinka recalled that he was part of the move for youths to present a consensus candidate during the 2019 election, but then he lamented that such did not materialize. Quote, "Well, they failed to do that, and I have a fear that this same thing will happen this year." End of quote. And now to join me for this conversation is Chiedu Ama, who is a public affairs analyst. You're welcome to Hard Facts, Mr. Ama.
Thank you very much. Good evening to the listening audience.
All right. So let's start off this way. Do you agree with Professor Soyinka that the youths are not ready for leadership?
That's my opinion, right? Which he has a right to, by the way. It's one thing to make a claim that youths are not ready for leadership. It's another thing to show with facts. I'll give you an example. Let's take the governor of Rivers State, for example. He's been in position of leadership since 1999. He served as a local government chairman. He served as a minister. Today, he's a governor. He hasn't remained in the same position over the last 23 years, right? For each movement, each progression that he made, somebody replaced him. And I dare to say, a younger person replaced him. So it is not, when people say we're not ready, young people are not ready, a lot of this is misleading. You do not step out of school and become the MD of an oil company. There's a process to get to that point. Now, back in 1999, it was an all-comers affair. A lot of young men and women got into politics. It was the first time in a long time that Nigeria was returning to civilian rule. So you cannot compare the situation surrounding the 1999 election to the situation surrounding the 2003 election. So a generation of young people are coming of age. Cross River State, for example, has one of the youngest cabinets in the country, where the average age is about 40 to 42. I dare say at least one or two of those people are going to run for the office of governorship in the state. There's an ex-commissioner from Anambra State who's running for the Federal House of Representatives against a much older person as well. And I can't remember his name right now, but he's in his 30s. In fact, he got married as a commissioner. Honorable Fella, who is in the Federal House of Representatives, who is in his 40s. Olumide Oshoba, who is also in the Federal House of Representatives, is in his 40s. So you don't expect young men who just started to cut their teeth in life to come out and say, "Hey, I want to be president." It doesn't work that way. So I think it is a bit misleading to allude to the failures of a generation to say, "Oh, you guys are not ready." It takes a long process. And once again, I dare say, there are young people who are involved in that process today. Amongst the last batch of local government chairmen in River State, we saw young men in their 40s, the gentleman from Ikwe local government area, I think, yes, and a few others like that. So it is not necessarily about saying there are no 30-something-year-olds who want to be president. No. It is about saying, are there young people involved in the process? So yes, there are young people involved in the process. We might not have as many as we would expect to have, but governments run in cycles of 4 years, right? So with each generation, there is growth. That's how I see it.
Okay. I just quickly had to look up the age bracket of, you know, the people called youth. Youth in Nigeria includes citizens of the Federal Republic of Nigeria aged 18 to 29 years, according to the new youth policy of 2019. But then the African Youth Charter recognizes youth as people between 15 and 35. Now, with this clarification now, have you seen a group of young people or youths in Nigeria who you think or who show that they understand what it takes to wield power?
Now, it's important that we understand our unique challenges.
Okay.
Let's assume that the average age of graduating from the university should be between 20 to 22. If you add ASUU strike, that is comes up to about 24 to 25.
Okay.
Of course, we know when the second strike is and how many months. And if the person manages to get out at 25, another 1 year of youth service. So if I may ask, how many people at 24 or 26 stepping out of university are actually thinking of going to join a political party?
But you know they actually start off in school. I mean, who are the people manning the SUG?
A lot of the people who you find in SUG may not even be first degree students. Some of them are in their second degree. How many SUGs are still active? How much of unionism goes on in our universities today? Even while I was in school, when I got out of school in 2005, how much unionism was going on then, not to talk about today. The age of awareness, political awareness, has evolved. When men like Professor Wole Soyinka went to school, I mean, they were active in their youth. They were among the people who struggled colonialism and independence. That generation had a different outlook on life compared to the generation of today. In their generation, those guys had refectories in school, people ate for small amounts of money, those who went to school had accommodation. In fact, their generation led us into the ruin that we live in today. My sister, you're not getting out of school at 24, 25, and you are thinking about political position. You are thinking about where you are going to get the first job. You want to start a life. Because, in truth, the economic reality today is not what it used to be. I mean, those of them who were in that early generation of Nigeria, those men who fall into their 80s today, those were men who had literally ready-made jobs waiting for them when they got out of school. You had men who were on scholarships, men and women who were on scholarships that could afford to train their younger ones in school with a scholarship and still send money to their parents. Mm-hmm. Today, the parents are, your parents are praying for you to get out of school so you get out of their hair. How many states in Nigeria offer scholarships to students? How many? Do they offer bursary? So, really think about it, going by today's reality, is that the priority of a young Nigerian who is getting out of school? If you do not, if you're not, I don't even know the word to use for want of a better word, you want to get out and go get a job. You want to leave the university campus and go get, there are few people. You must have a means of livelihood for you to be thinking about getting into politics after university. So
what you're saying, what you're saying is that the youth are not ready. That's what you're saying.
No, I will not use the word ready. Can I ask you a question?
It's
a simple question. Does being a member of a political party, applying for office, right, straight up out of university, does it pay your bills? It doesn't. In fact, how would you afford the firm to run for office? How would you afford the campaign? We are talking about an era where the average school leaver is hitting 25. Is it these firms that are running into millions? Where will a 25-year-old get 2 million for a firm? Or even 1 million for a firm? So you are talking about a political system which literally is not even opening the door to you. Right? That is something we should pack on one side. It's in a box by itself. You know, we're seeing the people going to pick up the phones today at 20 million, 30 million, 10 million, 5 billion. I know someone who wants to run for House of Assembly and is literally starting a GoFundMe to raise, I think the form in his state is 2 million or 5 million. And he's pitching to friends, asking everybody to contribute. Because he doesn't have the money. Now, unfortunately, don't forget that we have built an economy that is based on hunger. So while all of those ideologies are beautiful, we are going to vote in our own candidate, blah, 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 blah. If you do not have the experience to build a political platform, all of that is noise. Because, don't forget, between 1999 and today, there are less than 5 political parties who are actively present in every local government of Nigeria. Let us not even go to a ward. The wards across the country.
All right.
You know what it means to establish a presence in every nook and cranny of this country? It means you must have relationships across the length and breadth of Nigeria. How do you build those relationships today? In their time, everybody traveled across the country to attend secondary school. My father was born in Anambra State, went to Government College in Wahia. I went to the college.
All right, Mr. Chiedu, I will come back to you. Let me go on a break here. When I return, we will still we're still talking about youth participation, looking at how ready, or if at all, the youths are ready for leadership. Do stay tuned. It's still Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on Hard Facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so this is Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega, and I've been speaking with Chiedu Ama, a public affairs analyst, and we have been talking on whether or not youths are ready for leadership. Nobel laureate Wole Soyinka said that youths are not ready to stake their claim in the country's political arena. All right, so let me get back to you, Chiedu. So, I want to find out, because from what you have been saying so far, talking about how the average age to go to school and come out with the ASUU strike and all whatnot is about 25 years, and the person comes out and what he's thinking about is how to at least make some money. But then we've also had, and of course it is something that is real, we have a lot of youths who, while in school, they have started a business. And we have a lot of youths, while in school, they're making millions, if not billions. And would you still say, I mean, isn't it that maybe they're not really interested in politics? Now, we have a lot of youths whose mindset right now is japa. The only thing they're thinking about is how to get everything, the papers they need ready, and leave the country.
Hey, I hear you. And once again, I like to put things in perspective. How many young people in school are actually making legit millions? I went to school. I did business in school. I hosted events in school. I made some money with my friends while we were at it. But how much were we really making? I don't know what they did to make the kind of money they make, but you and I would be sincere with ourselves to say how much of it is legit if you run into millions and you're an undergraduate. I'm not saying undergraduates are not doing business or businesses and sustaining themselves as yes they do. Now, in truth, what I think or where I think the good professor has listed is the fact that the young people aren't ready to take the real power. And the real power is not in running for president. It's not in running to be governor. It is in having your PhD and determining who sits in the office. That is where the real conversation should be. We don't all have to run for office. Young people and youth don't all have to run. But if youth are educated enough to know that their role in the electoral process is the most powerful, then, only then do they know or do they have control of the real power. So, it's not about saying they're not ready to go forth. It is understanding or asking, do they know how much power they control?
Now, in asking that question, who should be asking that question? And how about, what if the youths are not even interested? You have to get them interested first.
It is not anybody's job to get you interested in how to fix the little room in your father's house, especially if your father has gone to work.
Mm.
It is not anybody's job to get you interested in mending a broken fence in your compound. If your father is not at home, he has gone to work halfway across the world. So it is not about saying we are not interested, about votes won't count, giving all of the excuses in the world. If you're not interested, then every nonsense which you experience in your country is acceptable to you. Another friend of mine has this stuff he says. He says that if the wise men do not participate in the process that brings out their leader, then they are saying that the stupid people could make the laws that would guide them. So you cannot say you're not interested and then you expect magic to happen. That's a simple fact.
Now,
we graduate over 5 million Nigerians every year.
Mm.
If you multiply 5 million by 23 years, that is in 1999 to 2022, it gives you well over 100 million people. So if you are pushing 100 million people out into the labor market every year, and less than 20% of that number turns up with votes every year, yet we expect our country to be better. What was that thing they put in his cheek? Not if you do that. I'm the winner. So it is not anybody's responsibility to tell you that, hey, I need to do the right thing.
Okay, so what must youths actually do? What must they do differently? Before now, policy shaper Ebenezer Wikina, he said something to me. He said that what youths should be doing right now is positioning. And he mentioned joining a political party first as part of the ways to position, because you need to learn the ropes. You don't just come from nowhere and you want to become whatever leader. You have to learn first of all.
I agree totally, right? You want to be a part of what determines leadership in your country as an active participant, then you must become a politician. The average American has a leaning. In fact, I've heard so much that I'm confused. They center right, then they go left, central attacking midfield or whatever they just describe them as. But essentially, we know the two dominant ones, the Democrats and the Republicans, yeah. Right? When it comes to American politics, how many of us understand those rules in our country? Right? We might say that, yes, the two major parties in Nigeria are a reflection of the same. What that says to you is that there's an alternative for self force. So, how many of us are actively looking and registering with those parties? Because, yeah, people are declaring left, right, and center. And what we love to do is, hey, I like this guy has to be president. But, like I say to people, the guy cannot be president if he's not thrown out as a candidate by his party.
Yeah.
So there's a process within the party that produces the candidate. So if we do not get into that space already, we cannot determine who comes out. Because what that now turns out is that if everybody will bring out for you that will go, so you now look at the two as goes and say, who will be the best of the two as goes? So at the same time, we've come back to where we were. However, if we understand that there is a ground up, there's a bottom up process. That bottom up process means that you must see track records. You must see individuals. You must understand where they are coming from and let that guide what you're going to do.
Right.
A lot of us just show up and, hey, the ones that vote, they will just wake up and show up, hey, governorship, president, I voted, and that's it. So we don't even get involved to as far as House of Assembly or local government. So there's a lot of self-education that needs to be done.
All right.
Possibly because those levels of government are literally comatose. So
right.
People are uninterested. But it is our job to be interested.
Mm.
You don't need somebody. I don't need to come to your house every day to knock and say, hey, how are you going to get your PAC? Right.
Yeah, but those things are still important, because if the average youth in Nigeria is thinking of how to leave the country, I'm just imagining if all the youths are able to leave the country, who is going to bring the change that the youths are screaming that they want?
What's that thing? I'm trying to get the expression. I can't remember it right now. But you cannot seek a differential in your existence and your primary objective is to run away from it. Right? Now, you are battling your second-class status in your own country, your homeland, because the political class has placed you at the bottom of the rung. The criminals who are aided and abetted, the terrorists who are abetted by the failure of government have placed you at the bottom of the rung. And then you exit and you run up. I want to go to Canada. I want to go to UK. I want to go to US. I'm going to Australia. You hear all sorts of destinations. But then you're not going there to be a second class citizen. You're going there to go to the bottom of the food chain, right?
Where life is better. Even at the bottom of the food chain, I mean, a lot of people who travel outside, they do not plan to return.
A lot of people have, right? But a lot of people who have gone are fans who have left the country. Yes, professionals. Mm-hmm. A good number of them have found good jobs.
Mm.
But there is a reality that we deal with. My dear, racism is not a joke. I know someone who works in an office, and by week five or so, he was running mad in the office. And by week five, I can't remember how many weeks, the manager called him into the office, offered him a cup of coffee. I said to him, hey, look, young man, I think you're the longest lasting Negro that has worked in this place. I'd write you the recommendation if you quit today.
All right. But then, very quickly, before we actually go, maybe in one word now, what must the youth do differently? What must they do differently to show that they are actually ready to take up the reins of leadership?
They don't need to show to anybody that they are ready to take up the reins of leadership.
Okay.
The young people just need to be better at being members of the society.
All right.
Right?
All right.
You must re-educate yourself.
Okay.
You must unlearn whatever you had learned before and relearn what it means to be a citizen, and you must engage one another.
Okay.
Positively, very important for all of us.
All right. Thank you very much, Chiedu. I'm a public affairs analyst. Thank you so much for being on the show this evening.
Thank you.
All right. My name is Constance Mega.